I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Ithaca defeated Weston 3-0 last night in Ridge and Valley Conference volleyball at Weston High School. Senior Bailey Wanless had 6 kills in the opener to lead Ithaca to a 25-9 win. Ari Lewis had 2 aces. Tristan Peterson led with 4 kills in the second set as the Bulldogs went on to win 25-13. In the third and final set, Bailey Wanless had 7 kills and J.C. Maxwell added 3 as Ithaca scored the sweep 25-18. Katie King had an ace and served 8 in a row, and the Bulldogs came back from their only deficit on the night in the third set to win. For Weston, senior Vivian Spencer had 17 digs, and Valerie Bauer added 5 assists, and Lexi Rockweiler added 3 kills. Weston will play at Wazika Steuben on Thursday. Ithaca won the JV match by sweep on Tuesday night. Following the varsity sweep, Ithaca now will prepare for DeSoto. They'll be at Ithaca on Thursday night. The Bulldogs are 6-1 and continue atop the Ridge and Valley Conference. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a victory for Kickapoo. They swept DeSoto 3-0. Nisita edged Royal in the Scenic Bluffs 3-2, and it was Highland getting the win by sweep over Potosi in the Six Rivers. Darlington was a winner by sweep over Riverdale. Also, Fenimore swept Iowa Grant. In action from the Southwest Conference last night, it was Dodgeville over Lancaster 3-0, and a win for Platteville over River Valley by sweep 3-0. Richland Center with a hard-fought match win at Prairie du Chien last night. The first set, 28-26, Richland Center. The Hornets won the second, 25-21, and the third set, 25-9, to take the match. The Hornets get the win. They will return home to host Dodgeville, playing the Dodgers for the second time around in the conference. That is coming up on Thursday evening. In boys soccer, Richland Center was a 3-2 winner over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca last night in this conference match. The Hawks scored first in the 21st minute. The Hornets answered in the 26th minute on a goal from junior Giovanni Cerna. Senior captain and striker Garrison Weiss found the net just 2 minutes later to give the Hornets the lead. Garrison Weiss barreled through the defense and would not be denied for the score. Prairie scored a second goal to tie the game just before halftime. Dorian Anderson kept Prairie's main threat scoreless the entire 80 minutes on defense. A rough game. There were injuries along the way, but the Hornets prevailed, and Giovanni Cerna would score again to give the Hornets the lead at 3-2. The Hornets' defense was tight, with freshman Cody Pauls, a sophomore Harrison Carpenter, and 2 seniors Jake Stanley and Dorian Anderson taking charge. Instead of sitting back and playing defense, the Hornets lived up to the phrase, "The best defense is a good offense." Hornets soccer defeated Prairie with shared goalkeeping from Caleb Federley and Grayson Banker last night. Both goalies had game-winning saves and were credited with that by their coach, Tom Stadler. Last night, River Valley beat Platteville 3-2 as well, which means it is an interesting conference to watch now at the end of September and the beginning of October. The Hornets will next play this Thursday at home. It will be senior night, and they would love to see a large crowd to honor the 12 participating seniors on the club this year. Elsewhere, Sugar River was a winner, 3-0 over Dodgeville Mineral Point. Lakeside Lutheran, 3-2 over Wisconsinites Barneveld. Sauk Prairie, 9, Portage Point at nothing. Mauston and Nakusa tied at 3. Sparta, 8-0 over La Crosse Logan. And Holman was a 5-1 winner over La Crosse Central. In Lucky Strikers Bowling last night, Robin's Nest Country Gifts with a 23-60, Bindle Tire and Auto at a 23-31 team effort, and Ramada, the third best series, at 23-29. High Game Honors, Robin's Nest Country Gifts, 832, Premier Co-op at 813, Bindle Tire and Auto at 809. Top series, Nicole Mottier with a 573, Cheryl McNerlin a 545, Caitlin Davison a 510, Top Game, Caitlin Davison a 213, Nicole Mottier with a 202, Cheryl McNerlin a 192. Doris Trapan and Judy Sharman with a 310 split pickup, Patty Lebanski, Janine Roth, and Lisa Swenson with 510 pickups, and Jamie Parr with a 4-5 in the Lucky Strikers League. The Brewers have opened the last road trip of the regular season with a 7-2 win on Tuesday at Pittsburgh. Milwaukee got 5 innings of scoreless relief out of its bullpen, with left-hander Hobie Milner earning the mound victory. Junior Ortiz drove in 3 runs, and Sal Frelick plated 2 more with a double. In the game last night, Pittsburgh hit the ball well early. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
In the first like four innings, they had like 12 hard contacts, and we had like two. But we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits, and we took advantage. We took our walks when we needed to and played good defense. So, yeah, that kept us ahead.
Willie Adames secured his first 30-20 season in the Milwaukee Brewers' 7-2 victory over the Pirates. Adames stole second after an infield single, his first of two hits. With one out in the second inning, it was the 20th stolen base for the 7-year veteran to go along with 32 home runs. He and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chirio, with 21 homers and 21 stolen bases, are the first Brewers teammates to go 20-20 in the same season. As far as the Brewers are concerned and their plans moving forward, manager Pat Murphy was asked if pitcher Colin Ray may come out of the bullpen as the team approaches the playoffs.
Colin's just so capable, you know what I mean? He's just a consummate professional and will do whatever you ask of him. So I think his best spot is starting, but we're down to the end here and things are, you know, getting cramped and we'll see what's best for everybody. But I trust him. You know, that's the bottom line.
Also in baseball, the Padres clinched a playoff spot Tuesday night when they stunned the Dodgers with a game-ending triple play to preserve a 4-2 victory over the National League West leaders. After missing the postseason last year, Manny Machado and the Padres earned the eighth playoff berth in franchise history. Elsewhere yesterday, it was San Francisco 11-0 over Arizona. St. Louis beat Colorado 7-3. Atlanta 5, the Mets 1. Cubs 10, Philadelphia 4. In the American League, Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 1. The White Sox 3-2 over the Angels. Baltimore 5, the Yankees 3. Boston 6, Toronto 5. Houston 4-3 over Seattle. Oakland 5, and Texas 4. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Cincinnati 1. Kansas City 1-0 over Washington, Miami 4-1 over Minnesota. Disappointing health news shared by former Packer quarterback Brett Favre during a Tuesday congressional hearing. During his testimony, Favre revealed he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He was accused of being involved in the misdirection of some federal welfare funds in his home state. Favre repaid $1 million and no criminal charges have been filed against the member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Both the Packers and the Vikings are playing for now without their starting quarterbacks from last season. Vikings QB Kirk Cousins plays in Atlanta this season, but Sam Darnold has been a surprisingly good replacement. Darnold is gimpy, but expected to play Sunday. Green Bay has won two games behind backup Malik Willis, who wasn't even with the team just over a month ago. Jordan Love's availability for the Vikings game has not been determined yet. Both teams haven't missed a step in the last 2 weeks. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.